Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
And for that, we have barbecued this good man for the last 24 freaking hours. That's what we've done for the last 24 hours. This is a guy who's donated $5 million in New Orleans to COVID research. This is a guy who has built gyms in football fields at minority schools in the New Orleans area. This is a guy that has done more for minorities and the underprivileged than anybody you and I know. All right, and we barbecued him for the last 24 hours because to him, it is a sign of respect to stand for the national anthem. I don't get it, but what we do here on this show, we welcome all viewpoints. We really, really do. And right now, we welcome on Tim Frisby. You know him as Pops. He's been on The Late Show with Jay Leno. He's been on David Letterman. He played for Lou Holtz. He played for Steve Spurrier, was a walk-on at South Carolina, and gained national acclaim for being a 40-year-old walk-on. All right? And he's become a friend of the show, and we have him on each week during South Carolina's football season. Tim Frisby joins us right now. Tim, you heard my take. I have a real problem with people using their platforms to say what they believe and then just absolutely getting thrown under the bus. Why am I off base here? Why am I wrong?
Well, nice to talk with you, Mark. It's been a while.
Sure.
But I think you're not wrong. You definitely you have your opinions towards the matter. And Breeze has his opinions towards the matter. From my point of view and what I had posted, what I had tweeted out earlier in the day based on hearing his statements was that sometimes, you know, you have a level of responsibility when you're a star, you have a certain platform, you have there's something that you take with you that other people listen to when you speak. And my point was that as a veteran, He's not speaking for all the veterans, and maybe that wasn't his intent. But there's a long history of protests in this nation. You know, you go back to Jackie Robinson, who kind of had the same opinions on the matter as Colin Kaepernick has. You have Jim Brown, you have Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so on and so forth. Tommy Smith, John Carlos in the '68 Olympics. So there's other viewpoints as to, what kneeling or protesting during the national anthem meant. And I think that he kind of co-opted a little bit. He kind of co-opted the veteran part of it a little bit by making his statement. You know, and my statement simply was that, all veterans don't agree with that standpoint. I mean, a lot of us, we raised our right hand and, pledge to defend the Constitution, that so you would have your rights to do that, what Colin Kaepernick did. So, that was kind of my viewpoint on it.
Tim Frisbee tweeted earlier today, Drew Brees is wrong, and once again he is promoting a false narrative. Kaepernick's protest had and has nothing to do with disrespecting the American flag any more than John Carlos and Tommy Smith's protest did in 1968. Hashtag injustice, hashtag discrimination. Here's what I would say, Tim. The school that I grew up going to, you got sent to the office if you didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, whenever you were at an athletic event and they played the national anthem, if you were distracted and weren't paying attention, everyone around you told you to stand. We don't change what we've learned over the course of our whole lives because Colin Kaepernick and a movement wants to kneel. I choose to stand for the national anthem. I respect Colin Kaepernick's right to kneel, and I respect Drew Brees's opinion that to him, he would feel like he's disrespecting the flag if he knelt. Tim, I would feel like I was disrespecting the country if I knelt. That's just how I feel, Tim.
Yeah, and you have your right to your opinion on that. Like I said, I think, in this case, history has proved out. It has a way of kind of exonerating, at the moment, in the moment, people didn't like Jackie Robinson for saying what he said. People didn't like Muhammad Ali for making the stand he did. Definitely didn't like Tommy Smith and John Carlos for the stand they made during the '68 Olympics. But sometimes things are bigger than the moment, and it wasn't liked at the moment. It wasn't liked in the short history after that, but history kind of exonerated them over time and said they were on the right side of history. So I think that's more of my point. Again, I think he definitely had has the right to say what he said. A lot of it boils down to a matter of bad timing with what's going on now. Don't know how it came about, and probably he answered a reporter or something without maybe fully thinking through it, or maybe he did, but that was just my opinion on it.
Tim Frisbee here joining us on the show. Tim, we have seen a movement this week where a lot of people are putting black squares on Facebook, on Twitter. It's not that I have a problem with posting a black square in any way, shape, or form. I, too, stand against police brutality. You don't know this about me, Tim, but I have been the victim of police abuse in my life. I just feel like a lot of these people that are posting this black square are doing this because they feel some sort of societal pressure, and they don't really do anything to enact change. I feel like I don't need to post a black square because I feel like what this should be about is about action. All right? My producer and I were arguing about this yesterday. He said it begins and ends with prayer. I said it begins with prayer, but what we need here is action. We each and every one of us, Tim, has to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask what we can do to better this situation for society. I think there is I think the reason why we've seen all of the looting and the burning and the violence to go along with the peaceful protests that we've seen, which I have no problem with, is that people don't trust that justice will be served. So how do we get to that place, Tim? What do we have to do now?
Well, number one, you're absolutely correct. You know, it needs to be action. It's been enough lip service, enough talk, you know, over the decades about what needs to happen without it happening. And it starts with being informed on what's going on in the first place. Because, again, like you said, with the black squares and stuff, the original intent on that was not what people were doing. Were posting the black squares and kind of muting themselves for the day, you know, not posting anything else. And that wasn't the intent. The intent was, you know, to bring notice, you know, to the struggle, but to go ahead and, again, take some action and inform people and be informative and let people learn, so you're not operating from a standpoint of ignorance. So I think we have to, you know, have to study up. We have to kind of learn what's going on, learn what our elected officials are doing to drive the process forward, and just, like I said, be totally informed of what's going on, so that we can finally make progress instead of just spinning our tires.
So I have an idea, Tim, that I'd like to bounce off you. I think we need a national association of police officers, of a national association of the police. I think there needs to be a database that looks at police behavior across America. 18 times last year, Minnesota police officers were in the report. There were discussions of inappropriate force, using knees on people's backs when they were face down and on their necks. That happened 18 times last year, Tim. To me, that makes it obvious that is being taught as a form of restraint there. Now, I think that officer who did that to poor George Floyd was an incredibly ugly and awful human being. At the same token, it's obvious to me that this horrible maneuver has been taught in their precincts. And I think if you had a national association where there's a database and we can kind of see the report card A, B, C, D, F for every officer, you have a rapid fire way of removing the bad officers through this national agency. Is that a good or a bad idea to you? Would that be a positive step in the right direction?
Well, it's a positive step. It's part of a solution. Also, these officers, they need to be, as you saw, 3-4 officers standing off watching what was going on. These officers need to be able to police themselves also. You know, I obviously, being a member of the military, police officers, it tends to work a little different. Like, the military kind of policed itself. If something was going on, people reported it for the most part, or people made corrections on the spot. And that does, it seems more of cover-ups happening on the police side, where these not only was the chokehold illegal or the kneeling illegal, but it was kind of accepted by by the other officers in the situation. So somebody needs to step up and speak out when something's going on. You know, I know there's some ramifications and stuff to that, but I think the more it happens, the less that will happen, because people will realize they're being policed from within.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point as well. Tim, as an African-American who did an amazing job serving our country as you did, what is your primary emotion as you're seeing what's going on since Memorial Day? When you're watching TV, when you're seeing these images, when you're seeing what's going on social media, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Right. Well, I think you hit on it, is that people are kind of enough is enough. They want some type of action, some type of dialogue, narrative going forward and concrete solutions, not just talk. And I think, you know, going into an election cycle, going into election year, you may be able to hold some people's feet to the fire on some of this, because, you know, having to fulfill election promises and stuff like that. But it needs to be across the board, though, both sides of the aisle, people agreeing on this, so that you can move legislation forward and not just somebody feeling they're pressured to do something. So this needs, and I think the country's getting it. You know, you see a lot of protesters out there, very diverse across the board, and you know, people are finally getting it and seeing that change has to be made.
Why are we, Tim? Why is the social media culture why is it to go after everybody mafia style? It feels to me right now like there's pressure on all of us to say something, but then when we do say something, it's not good enough. You know, like we've heard Stephen A. Smith say, if you're silent, you're compliant. Well, I hate what I'm seeing. I hate what happened to George Floyd. I hate that that was a restraint method taught in Minneapolis. I hate that our brothers and sisters in the United States of America are not receiving justice and that these hate crimes continue to happen. All right. I feel so strongly about all of that. But I feel like, Tim, right now, that no matter what I say, it's going to be parsed and it's not going to be good enough.
Well, you know, and that is part of the problem with social media, because, again, you're limited in context to in what you're saying a lot of times, and it's things can be taken out of context, and, things can be – words can be twisted. So it is a slippery slope there. But we got to figure out a way to again, like you said, use it for more good than, like you said, tearing down people. Got to work together, and this is the only way it gets done, is to work together and build a coalition to get a narrative and legislation going.
Tim, you are known as Pops, so I'm going to ask some advice to Pops right now. Is that okay?
That's
fine. Can
we do
that? Okay. Yes. During this interview, I'm getting the following tweets from somebody, a Twitter follower named RealTalk, @real_talkin'. And he says, wow, really, Mark? You think it's nothing wrong with what Drew Brees said. Wow. You are no different than the rest of them. My grandpa fought in World War II and also got treated with hate when he came home. So F Drew and F you. He continues, people like you need to post a red square. Redneck MF-er. If one thing is happening, it's making white trash like you show your true colors. People like you, Drew Brees, and real Donald Trump are what's wrong with this country. That's what's coming at me right now during this interview, Tim. How do you respond to that?
Well, we don't know enough about people is part of the problem here. We're kind of painting people in the corners, off into their own camps, and we have to get away from that. People need to start listening to each other again, actually listening to what's being said. And form not only opinions, but form facts and stuff from that, instead of these constant attacks. The only way it's going to get done, only way it's going to get better. But again, you also have to speak up. I think just like you talked about, your words are going to get parsed and put into a different context. But still, that can't keep you from speaking up. So you're going to have to speak up. Sometimes grow a little bit of a thicker skin and, kind of let that wash off you. But it's only going to happen if it works together. It's not attacking each other. It's not going to work that way.
Tim Frisbee, you know him as Pops, walked on to the University of South Carolina at the age of 40, played for Lou Holtz, played for Steve Spurrier, served our country, and has been on Jay Leno and Late Night with David Letterman as well, with his amazing story. Tim, always great to catch up with you, man. Listen, I appreciate very, very much the dialogue. I have appreciated since you and I have spoken. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but you've always come on the show. We've always had open and honest communication. And that, to me, not these tweets that I'm getting from Real Talk, but I think open and honest communication is how we move forward as a society, in just listening to people, listening to my viewpoint, listening to your viewpoint. I feel like that's how we make progress. Tim, thank you so very much, as always, for your time. Great to talk to you. We look forward to doing it more once we get closer to football season, all right?
Absolutely. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Tim Frisbee, Pops, here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.